Macmillan Audio presents The Loving Cup by Winston Graham. Read for you by Oliver J. Hembrough.
Book 1, Chapter 1. 1. On an evening in late June 1813, His Majesty's packet ship Queen Charlotte, Captain Kirk Ness, master, slid into Falmouth Harbour. The long hull scarcely disturbing the water, the evening sun making angular halos about her lower topsails as they were lifted and furled. She did not immediately make for her anchorage in St. Just Pool, but stood off at the entrance to Penryn Creek and lowered her jolly boat to transmit passengers and mail ashore at the nearest point to land. As she came in, she had passed and exchanged greetings with one of her sister ships, Queen Adelaide, which was leaving as usual on the Friday evening tide on passage to Lisbon. Charlotte reported an eventless voyage and wished the same to Adelaide. In these days when Biscay was infested with French and American privateers, it was not just a conventional interchange. Of the six passengers, two climbed down into a smaller boat, which would take them direct to Flushing across the creek. Captain Kirk Ness, who also lived in Flushing, like many of the other packet captains, sent word with the travellers to tell his wife who would be home in a couple of hours. The last of their luggage was settled into the stern, and the sailor began to row them towards the sheltered brick and slate-hung village, which, unlike Falmouth, faced the declining sun. As the boat was rowed over the glassy water, it left little spreading goose feathers of motion.